Welcome to the Early Years Web Summit with me, Cathy Brody of CathyBrody.com. The focus of this summit is personal, social and emotional development. I'm really excited to be joined by Rob Fox today, who is in Austria at the moment. Rob has worked in schools from London to Italy, although is currently based in Cambridge working as a TA at the Stephen Peirce Foundation, and they care for children from age 3 to 18 and are innovative in their philosophy and their ideas towards educating children. Rob feels that sharing good practice and networking with others helps raise the bar for everyone, and I really agree with that. In addition, he would also like to see the male-female barrier broken down in the early years sector for the benefit of the children that we care and educate. Rob is currently studying for his foundation degree at Chelsea and Kensington College in London. A very warm welcome to the Early Years Web Summit, Rob Fox.
Hello there, Cathy. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm really excited to talk to you as a male practitioner, somebody that's starting out in his career as well. And I particularly wanted to look at attachment and how that fits with a male perspective. But before we start on that, I thought we'd get a little bit of background. How did you start in the early years sector yourself?
It seems to be a bit of a long journey now. It started off about 6-7 years ago, where I did some voluntary work in a local school, and it was coming back with glitter on me and paint, and my mum said to me, "You look like you're enjoying yourself." And I said, "But I'm never going to make any money." She goes, "Is it job satisfaction or is it the money element that you're is important to you?" That led me on to doing a level 2 course. It was the summer, and I was like, do I do business? Do I do early education? And I did a level 2 course at college, and then I did a 2-year level 3 program at Cambridge Regional. It gave me an insight into a range of different settings, and it kind of enabled me that I had a strong interest of working with young children.
Yeah, yeah. So you kind of picked up on that feel for being with children.
Absolutely, absolutely. It was, so I did a 2-year program at CRC, Cambridge Regional College, and after that I worked in the day nurseries in Essex and in Hertfordshire for a period of time. I really wanted to teach. I wanted to work within an education setting. But I couldn't get a break in working within a school. So that's where my journey led me to Italy. And then I managed to get a position as a transition teacher for a short period of time before returning to London and then going on to Cambridge, which I'm in my current role now.
Yeah, yeah. So did you find that in Italy it was very different to what you'd already been used to, that you'd already been working with?
I taught on the International Baccalaureate for a period of 6 months. It was an eye-opening experience. But in terms of the way we work with our early years foundation stage and the way the IB works, there are some similarities, but having trained to be an early educator in the UK, it kind of brought me back to wanting to be back at home.
Yeah, of course.
What I'm passionate about doing.
Anyway. Yeah. So did you find you have any challenges while as a male practitioner?
To be honest with you, I was welcome with open arms. Welcome with open arms completely. In terms of, you know, they're very family orientated individuals, and that they welcome me with open arms. So I didn't have any problems.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's really good to hear, actually, isn't it? So I'm very pleased to hear that. You're now, as you say, studying your foundation degree. You will have covered attachment on that. So I just wanted to explore, because we're looking at personal, social, emotional and development. So I just wanted to have an exploration of what you felt attachment was as a male practitioner, because I know when I've done the men in childcare that very often they'll say, well, it's the parents that don't want the children to go to the man, or they might have issues. So I thought we'd just get your perspective on that. What do you think about attachment as a male practitioner, Rob?
I have to say I've not experienced any imbalance or differing opinions. I think it's down to the settings I've worked with and the close network of, I've always had another male there to be of reassurance to me. And as a role model growing up, I had a male mentor who, his mum owned a small day nursery in Henham, Essex. And it was from that moment on, it was kind of, he role modeled for me the relationships you build, the trust you build with parents. I was able to see what he did and what I did.
Yeah.
And it's kind of mirror. I think it's in terms of male attachment and building those relationships day on, day in, day out, and building the trust and enabling parents to see you as a professional within the industry.
Yeah.
We're just seen as glorified child carers rather than educators.
Yeah.
And actually it's enabling those relationships to flourish that enable us to say, actually, I am an educator, I am a carer, and I am a professional.
Yeah.
I obviously demonstrate unique male traits. Whether this be recognised for me as a male, you know, but I don't see this as any kind of bias. I try and look at the individual child for who they are, mm-hmm. and each individual parent. And it's case by case and recognizing what their needs are and what their interests are and enabling them to feel safe and secure whilst you've got them in your care.
Yes, of course. And that security and feeling safe is an absolute bedrock, isn't it, for starting on those attachment relationships.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think also understanding and demonstrating the understanding of children's emotional intelligence as well, and having prior knowledge of individual stages of development has helped me to support these children that I care for and educate. You know, understanding the insecure attachments and also just being culturally aware of those different attitudes within society.
Yeah.
That enable you to kind of work better with each individual that you work with on a daily basis.
Yeah, I think that cultural aspect is quite important, isn't it? Understanding the community that you're working in as well, and seeing that kind of bigger picture, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, I know you've got a Facebook page and I know there's discussions going on there. Could you tell us a little bit about that, please?
I set up Recognising the Unique Child and Educator in Practice as a hosted service to communicate different challenges, different ideas that are happening within practice. Often we are lost within our own environments. We all work very long hours, mm-hmm. some more than others. And it's an opportunity to network any concerns, any training ideas, any ideas that have worked within your setting, to truly make sure that we're all singing off the same hymn sheet.
Yeah. And I think, as you say, that's a really valuable thing to have on a Facebook page, because we all do work different hours, and be able to say, oh, I'm having an afternoon off to do some reflection just isn't possible, is it?
No, absolutely not.
But I think those Facebook discussions really do throw up some really interesting ideas, and it does get that dialogue going, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And it's been interesting to network with different professionals across the world and to say, you know, I'm having this challenge. Has anybody else had this challenge? And actually, so often within our profession, we think we're the only ones with that problem.
Yeah.
You know, as much as we talk to a colleague or a friend within the setting, sometimes it's better to have those conversations with people that are outside on a confidential basis who you can say and share ideas with.
Yes, because as you say, those settings can become very isolated, can't they? You end up repeating the same thing again and again, because that's the way we've always done things. It's not until somebody from the outside comes in and says, Why are you doing it like that? That you
No,
suddenly
that's.
think, actually, I don't know why we're doing it like that. So that's a really good resource for people to get into. Do they just request to join that Facebook group?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Send a request in on the Facebook. Currently, we are at 750 people on there, but looking to expand. It started initially with myself and Wendy Baker setting this up, but now she's left the group to me to manage and things. So no, it's just myself currently running the group, and I look forward to hearing your insights and sharing with you all.
Absolutely. And that link for the Facebook page is there on the website now. So just click through to that and that'll take you straight through to Rob's Facebook page there. So you can start any discussions. And that might be about being a young male in the industry, sorts of things that you might have come across. And if you are a young male in the industry and you maybe want to ask some of those questions, I'm sure Rob will take direct messages as well. If there's something you don't want to put on a public forum, because obviously that's quite public, isn't it?
No, absolutely, absolutely. I'm more than willing to accept requests like private messages, and if you've got any concerns or want to discuss, if you're having any problems as a male within industry and the right people to talk to, I'm also willing to offer those introductions as well.
Oh, that's super. Thank you so much, Rob. It's always interesting to have a different perspective, and especially somebody that's starting out in the industry and how you view the sector as it is now. So, thank you very, very much indeed for joining us today, Rob Fox, and enjoy the rest of your time in Austria.
Thank you very much, Kathy.
And thank you so much to our viewers and listeners today for joining us on the Early Years Web Summit with me, Kathy Brodie.
And me, Rob Fox.